Hi, beautiful people. It's your girl Heidi, and I'm back with something new. So how are you? I'm sure you've been doing great. Well, ask of me. Yeah, I've been doing perfectly well. And I'm so excited to be back here with you. Okay, so what am I talking about today? I'm thinking. Yay, I know what I'm going to be talking about. So I'm going to be starting with a discussion I had with someone a few days ago. Actually, not all the discussion per se. Just something I had to throw in while we were talking. So, and this is exactly what I said to the person I was discussing with. I said, if you cannot do anything for yourself, nobody will. In fact, a lot of people would love to see you wallow in pains and would derive untold pleasure from it. Yeah, it's a known knowledge that a lot of people prefer talking to people about situations in their lives, you know. And in as much as this helps in the time being, I still believe that the greatest and most lasting satisfaction still comes when you come to terms with yourself. Yeah, if you do not come to terms with yourself, nothing anybody tells you, nothing anybody shows you would be satisfying. You only get that lasting satisfaction when it's coming from you, believe me. There's something I've noticed about us as humans. We love seeing ourselves in other people's eyes. You see, we live in other people's minds and make judgments about ourselves. We help others to think and conclude everything in their thoughts about us. I can't imagine how we have just one body and just one mind, but we make sure that we share that one body that we have and that one mind that we have to as many people as possible. And then we go on to stress ourselves with the job of many. Do you know sometimes we even wait for people to conclude the worst about us by putting the words right back on their lips? Oh my God. Isn't that just funny? What a world. Oh dear. The good thing is that sometimes we are lucky to come across people who can convince us as soon as possible to stop such unnecessary multitasking. Because believe you me, to me, that is multitasking. Or what do you call a situation where you help others to do their jobs, even when you're not paid for it or when you're not asked to do it? Isn't that unnecessary multitasking? And at other times, those same people who try to help us would have overworked themselves to make us see reasons with them. But the fact still remains that in most cases, it is completely our job to learn to make peace with ourselves. And like the Dettol soap paid commercial in my country, if I don't do it for myself, who will? I love that commercial. If you don't do it for yourself, who will? If we don't do it for ourselves, who will? We need to make our own peace. And once we make our own peace, we are unbothered by others. That is a fact of the matter. nobody would do it, and it's just what it is. No matter how you try to make yourself good before somebody, or how you, or whatever you try to achieve in other people's eyes, you can never live up to their expectations. You would always live below what they want you to be, or what they think you should be, or what you think you should have, or the level you think you should have gone before them. To them, you cannot get there, but you know you have superseded it. And why is this so? It's simple. Humans will always be humans. People will always be people. Because you see, as humans, if you're successful, people who see you would just turn it and try to make or try to believe that it's just a sure of your wealth or success. And if you are unable to make ends meet, they say you're just too lazy, stupid, or dense. And if you're an average person, then they term you a mediocre, and then go on to ask questions like, what has he or she done that no one else hasn't done or cannot do? Or is that all you can show for all this? So avoid pushing yourself to the edge and ending up committing suicide for what you could have controlled and dealt with in your own way. Take life like no other person exists when it comes to your peace of mind. Make your peace, because no other person would help you with that. No other person is going to help you with that. Make your own peace. What am I trying to tell you today? Look, there are times you must consider yourself an island, and there are times you must believe that you're in a forest. I said that there are times you must see yourself like you're an island, no other person exists. And there are times you should surround yourself with people, come to the belief that people are all around you. It depends on the situation. Different situations warrant different states of mind. And when you come to terms with this, then you have been able to conquer that task and duty, I tell you. So, the lesson for today, or the take home, is make your peace. When you need to be yourself, be yourself. Don't always wait for other people's thoughts about you. Okay? And as always, it may have been cold out there, but here in my pod, it's warm and cozy. Thank you so much for stopping in and for listening. I'm always your girl, Ivy. And don't forget to like and share this podcast. And most importantly, I would like to hear your voice notes. Drop me a voice note, please. And speak with you some other time. Love you all. Ciao.